This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. During the next 4 minutes, I think you'll find a word of encouragement and inspiration for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Today, we will look beneath a verse from the book of Proverbs to find nuggets of knowledge that are clustered there like sparkling gems, just waiting to be discovered and claimed for our very own. For the next 4 minutes, let's concentrate not on the shallow, ever-changing ideas of men, but on the ancient, unchanging wisdom of God. Today's passage, Proverbs 6:6-11. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. I remember the year my son Randy won the ant farm. His class in grade school was selling candy in order to purchase some supplies for their room. The kid that sold the most candy won the ant farm. He really got excited about the project and worked long and hard. He went door to door. He phoned our friends. He did everything he could think of to sell that candy. When he won the prize and brought it home, it provided many hours of lively entertainment. An ant is an interesting creature to watch. Immediately you are struck with its natural instinct for hard work. It seems to always be carrying something, going somewhere, or doing something. It appears active, alert, productive, and industrious. This is the creature to which the Lord now sends us to learn how to conduct our daily affairs. He does not send us to the wily fox to learn cunning, or to the chameleon to learn deception. He sends us to the ant, who has no guide to follow, no overseer to evaluate her work, no ruler to keep her at the job, and yet works with enthusiasm, skill, and vigor. Today this idea is foreign. To get something for nothing is the dream of millions. Yesterday I talked to a bus driver who had received an extra $100 from his company and hadn't done a lick of work to get it. He hadn't driven a bus or sold a ticket, and I could see he was the envy of everyone within earshot on that bus. He had gotten something for nothing, and he became an instant hero. Had he told how he labored hard and long and gotten paid an honest wage, he would have been considered dumb. As it was, he was cool. The problem with sloth and indolence is that its reward is certain. When I was a youth, I read of a family on the prairie who were expecting a bumper crop. Everything looked great. They had no way of knowing that coming toward them was a horde of grasshoppers that would eat everything in sight, destroy the crops, and leave them with nothing. The sluggard sleeps, not realizing that lurking in the wings is another actor who will soon take the stage. His entrance is sure, and when he makes the scene, he will take over and call the shots. His name is Poverty, and his appearance is sure. The Scriptures do not look upon sloth as a weakness of the flesh, but as sin. Left unchecked, it grows in strength and soon consumes the life. It must be restricted in the strength of the Lord. He will help to overcome the deadly enemy that takes various forms and affects the body, mind, and spirit. The Scriptures say, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, forasmuch as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.
If you'd like some practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write, The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.